Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
What are you so happy about? All you ever do is stand there.
Yes, but I have a very important job.
Which?
I stand here proudly reminding everyone of the reason for the season.
Which is?
I forgot. Oh well, what's wrong with you?
I'm really mad at Angel. She thinks she's so perfect. I told her I was one season sitting on the top branches when she said one of my points were gone. And that she was going to be the main attraction.
Now wait a minute. You both know I'm the main attraction.
Yeah, but without us, you'd just be a plain old green tree. You need us to admit it.
Whatever.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
What's wrong, Angel? Are you thinking about something again?
Very funny. Thanks to you, I'll be tossed in the trash dumpster this year. What did you do with my halo?
What? It wasn't real.
Just give it back.
Can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it? Why not?
Oh, I sort of dropped it and it got sucked up by the vacuum cleaner.
Oh no, my shiny halo. Ow. Ow.
Well, what? Took one of the best 20 feathers?
Oh.
Hey Angel, how many kilos does it take to call the vacuum cleaner? One, five.
Now where was it? Oh yes. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
Hello, how are you tree? Isn't it a wonderful day?
Who made you the official greeter?
Well, nobody exactly. It's just I have that sort of personality, I guess. Did I mention what a lovely day it is?
Only 852 times.
Well, did I mention it's extremely lovely today?
No. Thanks, I think.
Isn't it exciting? Christmas with the snow and a log on the fireplace?
We don't even have a fireplace.
Oh, I know. But if we did, wouldn't it be great? Life is so good. Life is wonderful.
Yeah. up high in the Christmas tree. I saw one king looking at me. I shook that tree as hard as I could. Down came one king. The food was good. Now there are no more kings in the Christmas tree.
Life stinks.
Excuse me?
I said life stinks, so sure it's fine if you're a card or a tree. You guys get all the best jobs. But for us, candy canes is miserable. First they wrap you in this hot cellophane, then they hang you on a tree near your life so you'll be sure to melt before Christmas. Or they'll give you to some dirty-faced, grubby kid who slobbers all over you. Or if you're one of the really lucky ones, you'll get a ribbon tied real tight around your neck and bam, you're stuck to a present.
Did someone call?
What a lovely ensemble. You look radiant. How are the children?
Oh, brother, don't encourage him. He's already wrapped up in himself.
Oh, darling, aren't you sweet? When you look this good, it's hard to be humble.
Oh, yeah? I bet you're held together with big locks, Kate.
Here's the thought. My Scotch brand Invisible Kate came directly from the mall. My special paper is sold exclusively at the Christmas store, and just in case you are hungry, my bow is handmade with the finest ribbon available to me. Only the biggest and the brightest is my motto now.
I thought your motto was tacky as tacky does.
That was last week, darling. Get with the program.
And Bella's gossiping again.
It's not gossiping, but true, Santa. And besides, I'm not saying anything behind your back that I wouldn't say to your face.
Actually, Belle, repeating what you hear and see is gossip.
Oh, don't worry, Tree. I won't repeat any of it. I only tell it once.
Oh, don't pay any mind to them, Tree. It takes a certain kind of guy to appreciate goodness. Let's take a little walk and chat for a while.
Well, King, isn't there some place to meet or drink? I need to spruce up a bit. It is Christmas Eve, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'll go jump in a candy bowl somewhere and wait to be broken up or stripped or something.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me.
Well, put a sock in it, will ya?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your song, but I'm always messing up everything anyway.
What do you mean? How could you mess things up?
Oh, so now you're saying I'm not important enough to mess anything up?
No, that's not what I meant at all. I just meant...
It's okay. I'll just go over here and hide in the corner and wait for all the celebrating to be over. I wouldn't want to get in anybody's way or anything.
Oh, great. How am I supposed to get ready for the big night if that old empty sock's laying over there in the dark? Well, maybe no one will see him over there. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Who are you?
Don't be alarmed. It's just me, Candle.
I've never seen you around here before.
No, every year the family buys one new thing to add to the Christmas stuff. This year I guess I get to be the new kid.
Just great. Now I have to explain to somebody else why I'm the main attraction around here.
Oh, I already know what's so special about you, Tree.
You do?
Of course, everybody knows what's so special about you.
They do? They do. But just to be sure you know why I'm special, tell me.
Since evergreen trees are greater life all year round, they represent everlasting life.
Oh yeah, I knew that. But just to refresh my memory, why is everlasting life so important at Christmas time again?
I know, but my mom and dad say they say it's because Jesus, the giver of eternal life, was born on Christmas.
That's right, your mom and dad are right. Do you know why you're so important, Stocking?
I'm not special, I'm just empty.
You're empty for a reason. You're going to be filled with treats and toys for the children tonight. You're going to be the first thing they reach for in the morning.
I am?
Yes, you show that even the emptiest heart can be filled to the top with Jesus' love.
Wow, I never knew that. I better get back to my place. Thanks, Candle. I'll never forget this.
So, Candle, have you met the rest of the gang yet?
No, actually, I just got here a little while ago.
Well, let me introduce you then. Kane should be in the next room. Kane! Kane! That's weird. He was just here a few minutes ago. Maybe Card is still around. Card!
Hello, Tree. Who is your friend?
Very nice to meet you. I'm Card. I'm the Christmas greeter. My goodness, you are bright and cheerful.
Thank you, Card. It's nice to meet you, too.
Card, why don't you round up the others so Candle can meet them?
Okay. Angel, Belle, Kane, Present, come in here, please.
I could have done that.
Oh, heavens, what is it? It's not time for a celebration yet, is it? Bill and I were just catching up on the latest stuff, news.
Everyone, guess what? There's a new kid in town, and I hear she's very bright.
Hello, you must be Belle. I'm Candle, the new kid.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Belle. I know you have to talk all the time. It's your job.
It is? I have a job?
Yes, tomorrow morning people know it's Christmas because all the church bells will ring out loud and clear. And all the little bells like you will jingle and jingle.
You can hear the jingle of the bells yakking.
Now, Tree, I'm sure Belle is just excited and doesn't know what to do with all of her energy.
That's right. I never realized before. That's why I always tell everything I know. That's right. Now I'm just going to jingle all the good news about Christmas everywhere I go. What's Present's job? Candle?
Present? Job? I don't have a job. I'm the only enthusiast. I look at it. What I do, it's all I do.
Present, I can't believe you think that's all you're here for. You do have a job. Your job is to represent the greatest gift ever given.
Yes?
Yes, Jesus was God's gift to the world, and that's why people give gifts to each other at Christmas time. It's not the pretty paper and bows, it's the love that counts.
Hey everybody, where's Kane?
Stars got broken points, so we need a new fight around here, huh?
At least you've got all your parts.
Still better about the Halo thing, Angel? So you think you're going to take my place? Yes, you. You're in his arms.
Oh no, Star, I can never replace you. You stand for the great light that
light that led the wise men to Jesus. You remind people that wise men and women still seek Jesus.
I do. So what are you here for?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I know God has a purpose for me, but I was hoping someone here could tell me what it is.
Maybe Cain would know. Where is he? I've been a little worried about him lately.
I don't know if I saw him put his thumb sticky all over his face.
I can't believe I've been so selfish. I'm worried about missing Halo and Kane's gone. What kind of angel are you if you can't tell your angel when your halo's gone? I wish Kane were here. I tell him how he's so important because he reminds me of the staff the shepherds carried, and because his red stripes remind people of Jesus' blood that was shed. I tell him I shave like the letter J for Jesus. I tell him that I miss him and...
Angel.
What? Huh? Who's there?
Angel, it's me, Cain. I found something for you. Here it is. It's a little bent, but here it is.
Oh, Cain, I'm so glad to see you. We got to tell the others you're okay.
Do the others miss me, Angel? Really miss me?
Yes, very much, and there's a new kid.
Boy, things sure have changed around here since the new kid came. I hardly recognize anyone.
You know, Cain, you're right. Candle, I think I know what your job is.
You do?
Yep. Your job must be to lead people to the truth. You showed each one of us how important we are to God, and now we're treating each other better, too.
I think you're right, Chase.
Well, we better get ready for the celebration. I think I hear the family coming. Places, everyone. Look alive. Okay, so don't look alive.
To Bethlehem, the town of David, that decides to belong. belongs to the house in honor of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel appeared over the Lord.
Sure you don't want to sing one more time? We wish you a Merry Christmas. Let's do it, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
we can take some pictures. Can you guys move over this way?
Enjoy your week. We will have church next Sunday morning, even though it's Christmas Eve. So come and join us again next Sunday. And we'll do it again. Let's close with prayer. Father, we thank you so much for our time together. Lord, I thank you for our children. Lord, the hard work that they put into the play and just the way they presented it. Lord, we just were thankful to you for all that they did. Father, as we go this week, we ask for your blessings to go ahead of us and prepare the way before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good week.
Don't hold up your hand.
No, you don't hold up your hand.
is a dragon from the
Yeah, it's there now, so...
It's like, that's not...